Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music. In 1945, at the initiative of the citizens and the cultural community in the city of Plovdiv, a private high school of music opened. A year later, the school was made a public one. Today, its full name is Dobrin Petkov National School of Music and Dance Art, NSMDA. This year, apart from celebrating its 70th anniversary, the school also marks 40 years of ballet grades and 20 years since it was given the name of great Bulgarian conductor Dobrin Petkov. More about these anniversaries in an interview of Radio Bulgaria's Monika Alexandrova with the school's principal, Nelly Popova-Koeva.
Вчера беше и патронния ни празник, на който присъстваха дъщеря му.
We celebrated our school day at the beginning of February in the presence of our patron Dobrin Petkov's daughter and son. We organized a quiz in two rounds focused on the life of the maestro. Under the regulations, students had to answer 12 questions. We had special guests, too, who shared with us their memories of the great Dobrin Petkov. Professor Nedjalcho Todorov and Harpis Dravka Koleva and other of the school's alumni, says Nelly Popova-Koeva. Listen next to Arabesque No. 1 by Claude Debussy in the rendition of harpist Zdravka Koleva. Thank you. at the end of 2014, the active creative work of Dobrin Petkov NSMDA was properly acknowledged. The talent of seventh graders Ivan Marinov and Sidney Milkova was appreciated in the United States.
На 20 декември беше концерта в Карнеги Хол и това беше награда от конкурса Prodigy.
After winning the contest American Prodigy International Concerto Competition, two of our pupils had a chance to give a concert at Carnegie Hall, Nelly Popova-Koeva goes on to say. The competition is based in New York and takes place online. Applicants send recordings with orchestra. Both awarded pupils are pianists, and their teacher is Svetlana Koeva, who in 2014 was given the prestigious Crystal Lyre Award by the Union of Bulgarian Musicians and Dancers, the principal of the Dobrin Petkov School of Music, explains. A major program of events devised by the school's Creative Council is underway throughout 2015. One of the highlights is the International Chamber Music Competition in October. It has been initiated by world-acclaimed violinist Elmira Dervarova, school principal Nelly Koeva-Popova, Music Artissimo Foundation for Culture and Art. Last year, it attracted 66 entrants from 11 countries. In the first days of May, the school is going to host another contest, Golden Key, for pianists and violinists. There is more to come, though.
И другия конкурс е конкурса на името на Добрин Петков. Този конкурс е...
In 1995, a competition named after Dobrin Petkov was launched, the principal tells us. We started with only a violin category. Since 2013, it has expanded and now includes all orchestral instruments. The 2015 edition features the flute, the clarinet, the French horn, trombone and tuba, and will be on in November. For the competition's jury, we invite leading instrumentalists and pedagogues, most of them the high school's alumni. I'm proud to confirm participation in two international forums, Balabanov's House Music Days and the 51st edition of the International Chamber Music Festival, both in Plovdiv. The anniversary gala concert of the school is scheduled for the 25th of September. We plan to bring together different generations, alumni, teachers, current and former. Before the concert, we'll go out for a street procession in Plovdiv to reach the Boris Christov Center of Culture, where the gala itself will be held, says Principal Nelly Popova-Koeva. Listen next to In the Style of Albenis by Rodion Shchedrin, performed by Micho Dimitrov-Valin.
Thank you.
This has been Time Out for Music, focusing on the anniversary of the Dobrin Petkov National School of Music and Dance Art in the city of Plovdiv.